You're listening to SBS News.
As a humanitarian crisis escalates in Gaza, Australian Red Cross emergency nurse Jean-Philippe Miller has flown back for his fourth rotation. After 14 humanitarian deployments worldwide, the 41-year-old from Melbourne says aid work in Gaza is unlike anything else. Prior to his departure for this episode of Weekend One-on-One, Mr. Miller described his life-saving mission to SBS's Sandra Falloon.
Jean-Philippe Miller, the work that you do in Gaza, it must be pretty demanding and at times very stressful. How does it impact you daily?
It's frustrating because you 100% can save that life or dress that wound or fix that illness or ailment with X medication, but we don't have it. Why don't we have it? It comes down to, I guess, the pure fact that the needs in Gaza are so immense, they're so huge, and the amount of resources that we're using on a daily basis aren't being replenished. We're not getting that aid supply through to significantly replenish our stock.
Over the last recent months, how do you feel the situation may have deteriorated further?
Since I left kind of the end of April, start of May, the security in the south where the hospital is based in Rafah, the security situation has deteriorated significantly. The food shortages and kind of access to clean water, they've definitely worsened over the last months. From a hospital perspective, we are seeing increased numbers of patients attend with signs of malnourishment. And that's extremely concerning because we know that adequate nutritional intake is paramount in order to aid recovery of these patients. At the moment, the only meal that the hospital is able to offer our patients is a small portion of rice because that's all that's available. So it's extremely distressing. It's extremely difficult. This is for everyone. I think we've got 350 ICRC staff members on the ground, and they're also struggling to access food and clean water on a daily basis.
What is the hardest part for you? Is it the children?
Looking after the paediatric patients is definitely incredibly challenging. It's distressing. Children are extremely vulnerable and they're innocent. And yeah, I find it horrific to see these injuries that these children have endured.
In that regard, you know, you've had 12 years of experience as an emergency nurse. You've said that Gaza is nothing like you've ever seen before.
Gaza is 100% nothing like I've ever witnessed in all the humanitarian deployments that I've done. In this hospital, we're in the middle of a conflict. You're hearing active hostilities, you're hearing gunfire, you're hearing blasts, you're hearing drones 24/7. There's no distinctive front line, and there's no area that is distinctly safe in Gaza.
You're in the middle of it all, trying to do the best you can to save a life or lives. How is it that you can cope with this?
Strangely, I'm not sure sometimes how I do cope when I'm working overseas and in Gaza, that these patients are experiencing this whether I'm there or not. So if I can be there to help and I can make a difference and I can save a life, that's what helps me through it.
Is it also what drives you to go back four times?
Yes. Sometimes I wonder, why am I going back? And I think when you're here, you're very much an observer. I'm seeing the suffering that people are enduring over there. But as a humanitarian, you have an opportunity to flip that dynamic. And when I go into this location, I'm no longer an observer, I'm an active participant. And I can help save a life. I can help alleviate suffering. I can support our colleagues. They don't have any reprieve. They don't have respite. They're working around the clock. In comparison, me going in for 4 or 6 weeks, it's nothing compared to what they're doing.
Just describe for me, what does the field hospital look like? How big is it?
It is a tent field hospital. It's canvas, so it offers very little protection from hostilities. The hospital is essentially like a prefabricated unit that's sent out during a humanitarian crisis. It's a 60-bed hospital, so we have wards. We also have emergency department, and we also have obstetric capacity.
How is this 60-bed hospital able to even begin to cope with the scale of the human tragedy that is there?
The healthcare system in Gaza has been decimated. It's essentially in ruins. We have field hospitals like the ICRC who have stepped in to try and restore capacity. But these are temporary measures, and what we really need to see is support so that these hospitals can get back up and running. Our hospital, with the increase in mass casualty incidents over the last months, has been having a bed capacity of 150 to 200%. That means we're a 60-bed hospital. That means we're having 90 to 120 patients admitted at any one time right now. So that shows you how stretched our services are. The needs are immense. The needs are huge. We know there's 143,000 plus that have been injured. Rehabilitation needs of those that are injured are huge, and there's really little to no services existing in Gaza to respond to that.
What is it that the Red Cross most needs to be able to meet this rising demand?
What we're seeing in Gaza is what I would call a polycrisis. We have ongoing conflict and violence. We have a widespread displacement. We have severe and acute water insecurity and food insecurity. And we have a healthcare system that is in ruins. How do we address this moving forward? Firstly, we need to see unhindered humanitarian aid flow to the population in need. And we need to see it done at scale. We need to see it done in a safe and dignified manner.
You've said that even small actions can help alleviate suffering, that just listening can be helpful. Could you tell us more about that?
It's very easy to become overwhelmed. There are huge needs. Sometimes focusing on the small actions that we can do when we're in the field are super useful and very much appreciated. And often that's listening to our patients, listening to colleagues, making sure that they're heard, that we understand the trauma that they've experienced and endured. Sometimes it's about sharing a moment with them, having a laugh, having a smile, having a cup of tea, letting them know that they haven't been forgotten, that we're here to help support them, care for patients, and I guess like using our humanity to come together. It's an extremely stressful environment. There's ever-present danger when we're working in the field hospital. It's confronting. We're very much told when we go into this, into Gaza, that our safety can't be guaranteed. Obviously, ICRC take security very seriously and they do everything to mitigate risk. We have international treaties. What we're seeing in Gaza and elsewhere around the world is a breakdown of those protections. We're seeing an erosion of respect for international humanitarian law.
And you're going back in to face it all again. I think you're incredibly brave.
I don't think of myself as brave necessarily. I think about the immense needs. People are concerned. I've had friends tell me not to go. I'm lucky that my parents are 100% supportive. My girlfriend's 100% supportive. And that makes it easier. I want to show solidarity for colleagues. It's really important for them to see familiar faces and to know that we haven't forgotten them. I think there's genuine fear from them that the world has forgotten them.
Jean-Philippe Miller, thank you so much for speaking with SBS.